Tom and Terry's house, by the way, is amazing.
Oh, you're at their house right now?
Yeah, I Instagrammed a picture. They're super nice for letting me use their place.
Are they there right now listening?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Were they listening to the show, though, when I was talking to Big Fatty?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I was like, that fucking
How can I make this uncomfortable for Mike and better for me? I get it.
Well, good. Well, because here's what's really uncomfortable is, so Big Fatty calls me.
Mm-hmm.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because here's what's really uncomfortable is, so Big Fatty calls me.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 3502 of the BFO for Thursday, the 8th of July, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Wait, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, Chicago Nights. Big Betty, as opposed to Chicago Days. No, Chicago Nights. Like people who live in the Chicagos. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, it is. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Now, y'all, I am recording. I am recording this prior to the season premiere of the Big Brother app. And the Love Island. So, y'all, I really don't have a whole lot of things to say about that. Because I don't think anything, per se, has changed since I talked to you yesterday. But, y'all, I am on pins and needles. Big Fatty, you can hurt yourself. No, I am filled with anticipation. Big Fatty, do you need some anti-anticipation? What am I trying to say? I don't know. Do you need a anti-anticipation laxative? No, I'm excited. Oh, okay. anti-anticipation potion is what you were trying to say. Yes, Big Fatty, that is what I was trying to say. But y'all, looking forward to it. But before we get to that, let's get to this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today the 8th of July, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, these are two of the dearest people that, Big Fatty has met through the Pride 48, y'all. They came to my very first meet and greet in the Chicagos. Yes, Big Fatty. And I've been with them at many gay days. I've been to Pride 48 with them. I have, y'all, they've come to the villa. They've come knocking at the villa at my very first grandma party. And, y'all, they're just two of the nicest people that you will ever meet. Y'all, I'm not sure which of their places they are celebrating today, but, y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Digger and T. Wiggles, Tom and Terry. So, y'all, if you see Tom and Terry on the Twitty or the Face, wish them a happy anniversarium and a gin. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fat out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pants.
Oh, Big Fatty, that frequency knows how to do a toe tapper. He does indeed. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all got a textimonium from Durwood saying, can I entice you and Granny to come to supper? And I said, well, I will just want something light. Now, y'all, this is important for later. And Granny says, sure. So, y'all, we were going to go to the Olive Garden. Y'all, the parking lot wasn't very crowded. But, and y'all, there were lots of empty tables inside. But, y'all, it was an hour and 20-minute wait. And, y'all, it has to be because they can't find people to be the waiters and waitresses. Big Fatty. So, y'all, we ended up going to the Outback. And we were there. And, I just wanted something light. So I got the Bloomin' Onion fried chicken and a baked potato and blue cheese and chopped blue cheese and pecan salad. And y'all ate every bite of it. Every bite of it, Big Fatty. We had a talk. It was not a comfortable talk. We were talking about all the things that had been going on and all. And we were pleasant with each other, but the subject matter wasn't pleasant. And anyway, I forgot to mention that young Nicholas stopped by before we went to the Outback. And y'all, I came home and I texted young Jonathan and he came over and I became a blubbering mess. Big Fatty. Y'all, there were lots of onions cut, and they were all mine. And, y'all, I just felt like a fool. But I'm telling you, this whole situation is kind of breaking my heart. But anyway, I'm trying to do my best, and hopefully it'll all work out. I just hope some time can heal some wounds, and but we'll see. We shall see. But y'all, after we had our little talk and everything, y'all, it doesn't matter. Y'all, after that, I came in and watched the news and the Jeopardy and some of the sports ball. The Atlanta Braves were awful. Awful, I tell you. But y'all went to bed. Y'all, I tossed and turned. I knew I would. And so I got up and watched a little bit of the Stephen Colbert. It was a repeat, but I don't recall having seen this one. This must have been on when I was down in the Hilton Head or whatever. But I watched part of that, and y'all finally passed out, went to sleep. Y'all didn't get up till a little bit before 8 a.m. in the morning. But I did get up, I had my coffee, did the newspaper, did the Sudoku, and piddled around, made my shopping list, and y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all had to cut it short, because Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, they needed some help with their air conditioner. They were having trouble figuring out how to change the temperature. So I told them I'd come by there early and help them with that before we went to lunch at the famous toastery. Did all that, y'all. I had a three cheese melt with the Bayfront, y'all. There had to have been 2 pounds of cheese in this sandwich. But y'all, it was delicious. And then after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it! We hear it, y'all! As the new on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had I didn't really need, I needed some solid is what I needed, but anyway, y'all, they had, so I just bought things that were on sale mainly. They had the emerald cashews on sale, buy one, get one free, so I got the jalapeno and the salt and pepper cashews. Y'all, I needed some onions, so they had the 3 pound bag of the sweet onions on sale, so I got that. Y'all, they had the Havarti cheese and the Edam cheeses, buy one get one free, so I got one of each of those. Got the dill Havarti. The ice cream, the Edie's ice cream, was on sale. It was 2 for $7. And then I had a coupon that if you bought one, you'd save another dollar. So y'all, I just bought one. I got the peanut butter park, and I don't know what it's all in it, but yes, because it's gonna park right on your ass. Well, it probably will. But y'all, a half gallon of ice cream for $2.50. I think that's pretty good. Y'all, I was having a hankering for some of those, dark, extra dark pretzel, the kind of pretzel halves. They're kind of cut in half long ways. It's still the pretzel shape. They were on sale, so I got one bag of that. Y'all, they had the Asian solids on sale, but y'all, they were all expiring on the 9th. So y'all, I just got one bag of that. Y'all, they had some new Bayfront they're trying to push. It was on sale, and then there was a coupon for that. If you bought it, you got an extra dollar and a half off. Well, y'all, it was on sale for $6, so I got a pound of bacon for $4.50, which I think is pretty good. y'all, they had the hand sanitizer that I use in Ruby Red. It was buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had some dips on sale. I got the fresh cone dip. It's fresh. It's like a cheese dip, but it's got cone in it. Picked up a thing of a head of green cabbage, and y'all, they had the skins on sale, so I got blueberry skins. Y'all, I spent $40.41, but I saved $30.88. Yes, Big Betty, and you ran out of music. I did indeed. So, anyway, y'all, so I thought that was pretty good. Oh, no, and y'all, I forgot. I also, how did I miss that on here? Where is that? No, let me just look here. No. No, hand sanitizer. Oh yeah, there it is. Y'all, they had the little Cure 81 sliced hams on sale, and so y'all, I got one of those. That's I was gonna say that I know I bought something else, so I'm gonna make me some ham solid to you know, with the mustard and the sauce, and y'all, that's just a nice summery snackette. And anyway, but y'all, I got back here to the villa, and I put away my provisions, and y'all, honestly, I laid down a little bit because I was the heat, y'all, it's hot. I mean, it's been overcast all day because, you know, that Esmeralda's heading towards Charleston, the hurricane. It's just going to spit on us. What was I saying? So I laid down a little bit, and then I got up, and I went out, and I finished my nipple walk, closed my nipple size, my exercise ring on the Apple clock, and y'all came back, and I've just been cooling down, having some ice water. Y'all, I was noticing that I needed to wash my new hat. My new hat, because, you know, you don't want the sweat. And it said in there, don't let the sweat, you know, wash it frequently so the sweat doesn't permanently stain. Oh, Big Fatty, you've got so many permanent stains. It's just, I'm unable to keep up with them. It's true. So I've washed the Tilly hat. Yo, by the way, have you seen the pictures over there on the Twitty from old Cricket Hat's visit to the Virgin Islands? Big Fatty, I'm surprised they let him in. He hadn't been, well, never mind. But y'all, it looks like Mittens. It looks like Mittens has got him a Tilly hat also. But maybe not. I'll have to get a ruling on that. But after I finished my nipple walk and washed my Tilly hat, y'all, I sat down, and I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Several of you have reached out to Big Fatty and said, "Hey, Big Fatty, if you need to talk to someone about everything, I'm here." And y'all, I really appreciate that, and I'm gonna be fine. I do want to just listen to me for a second, y'all. Live your life so you don't have to go around saying that you're sorry. Y'all, you do things so you don't have to say you're sorry. We're all good people. We all have our moments. And we all can get pushed to the brink. And just be good to you. I mean, the old stink pot says it all the time. Be good to yourself. Be good to your neighbor. But y'all, go through life not having to consistently say you're sorry. Do good things so that you don't have to say I'm sorry. And y'all, that's not directed at any one person or anybody. I say that to my friends all the time, okay? And I want everybody to live that kind of life. It's just don't. Anyway, I'll shut up now. Big Fatty, I thought you'd never shut up. Well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that's some voices you hadn't heard in a long time. That's Mr. Mike Lawson, the Big Liar, and Joe Batance talking on that now defunct Catching Up a little show. And Joe, do you have any advice for the listeners?
Because here's what's really uncomfortable is, so Big Fatty calls me.
Well, it's your own damn fault. If you gave him your number, you're no.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.